A very warm welcome to Bridge Mohanbhai, one of our very beautiful and senior brothers of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. In 1955, armed with a chartered accountant degree, Bridge Mohanbhai provided policies and systems that had become useful to the Brahma Kumaris. Being a secretary of many of the arms of the Brahma Kumaris, one of it being the one of principal secretary of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. So today we're going to explore the topic of dancing with your future form. And to lead us in that discussion, we have Brother Matthias, who is in the field of education, and he would explore this theme, and he is 15 years in Gyan.
Brother Bichuan, Om Shanti, more welcome. It's not only a great pleasure that I have the chance to interview you, it's also a bit funny, and I tell you why. Because the last time I saw someone interviewing you, that was last season in February, and I literally had the thought, poor interviewer. Because either you were not answering his questions, or it was you asking the interviewer the question. So, let's see what's going to happen, but I'm sure we're going to have a very pleasurable 45 minutes with you. In the retreat guide, there is, under the topic of today, dancing with your future form, we can read a little story, short story. And it was about Dadi Janki, who was observing Brahma Baba, how he was dancing alone in the history hall. And she was surprised by that, and she went up to him and asked, Baba, what are you doing? And then Baba said, child, I'm dancing because I'm going to become this little sweet Krishna. So my first question to you is, did you have incidences, situations where you were witnessing this kind of intoxication of Brahma Baba about the future that is going to come?
Om Shanti. Just as I don't miss Murli, I try not to miss this double foreigners meeting every year. And all these things, question, answer, etc., only an excuse. The main aim is to have a meeting, because to go to so many countries, not possible for me. So when all of you come here, I get a sort of a spiritual fragrance of varied Baba's flowers of the garden. Now, I am 15 minutes late because from one plane to another, I had to shift. I thought both the programs will be arranged here only, doesn't matter. If you are ready to bear with me, we can sit for 15 minutes more. Okay, possible?
Okay. Wonderful.
Now you have asked me, Brahma Baba dancing. You know, there will be only one Krishna in golden age. And Brahma Baba has already danced for that. So, if there is another slot, I can try. Achha. Why not? Why should I be singled out for dancing? Why not all of us? Also, that is another, I don't think, question. But
this would be then the next question.
Yes. Because all of us, Krishna never danced alone in the golden age. Here he was practicing, of course. So, do you agree with me? So, please clap for yourself, because you are going to dance, all of you. Nice. Presently, Baba compares the children with flowers. that we are all flowers of the garden of Allah, huh? Baba. So there is a poem by William Wordsworth, which I read in my college days. So it is a poem on daffodils.
Poem on?
Daffodils, which are flowers. So it says that, and then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. So it means to say that if a group of people start dancing, others also start dancing. So he saw in a lake lot of daffodils. In the poem he describes that 10,000. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in stately dance. The waves beside them also danced, but they outdid the joy and glee. Like that it goes. So we can always dance. Why wait for dance in the future? And how we have to dance, Baba has clarified in the last Murli. The last Murli, Baba has said about dance of the mind. You know, dance of the mind. So we need not disturb others by our dance, spreading our hands and all those things. So Baba has said, you can all dance inside your minds, and each one of us, like in the plane, we are listening to music with earphones, so that others are not deaf, so you are enjoying. So we can all dance, and Brahma Baba said that in the future everybody dances. Dance is not a sort of part-time hobby with music switched on and like that. The minds are dancing. And in the confluence, they are dancing much more, because we have all the knowledge of the whole clock. Okay? Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Have you witnessed Brahma Baba when he was in this state of intoxication?
He was always. Always.
Always.
We used to feel, you know, even at night, we used to go to say good night to Brahma Baba. You know, many of you would have seen Baba's bed in Pandav Bhavan, still there. So on that bed, Baba will lie down. The room was half of the one, now they have removed the wall inside. Otherwise, the other half of the room had fruits, which Baba used to select for children, those who have, but that bed was there, and we will go, and we will find Baba enthusing everyone, our child. Even when Baba will serve tea, there used to be a big kettle, and Baba will pour tea into each one's cups. Yes, child, yes. And when Baba used to play racket, shuttlecock, all of us were on one side and Baba alone on one side. And like that. So Baba was always enthused.
And was it that all those around Brahma Baba, were they automatically enthusiastic?
Naturally. Because they stayed with Baba. And those of us who came from other cities and stayed for smaller periods, we also felt so much difference between our stay there in our city and when we were in Baba. So Baba used to say, the clouds come to the ocean to get impregnated with water, and you go there back and shower that water, come back again. So that used to Baba get fulfilled in all respects, even physically. Baba will give us lot of play games, go with us for walking, and then give us nice foods, give tea himself, like that. After the class, there will be whistle blown, All of us will get into canvas shoes. Baba will take us, and each one holding Baba's hand for some time, one turn by turn. And then Baba will suddenly stop and say, "Are you in remembrance of Shri Baba?" And then again, like that. And Baba never took the easy routes. There used to be, you know, small ways to go up the hills. So he will take us to the most difficult hill, every time new hill, and there will be stones. If you are not in yoga, you are likely to slip. So Baba will go first of all, and thinking that Baba is going, we will also go like that. Those were really enjoyable days. These are also enjoyable days because we don't have to take that risk of slipping. Huh?
And we laugh so much to hear these stories because we haven't witnessed that. But just listening to that in all our minds, we literally can see it, how it was. And it's very precious for us. But there are also a kind of message you...
But you have missed nothing because you have come when the dish is cooked. It has just to be served and taken. And we had to do all that labor to break the stones and do all that things.
Thanks for reminding me.
You know, the tomatoes are only put last of all because they are already ripened. And if you have to cook chickpeas, you have to soak in water, boil for a long time, put some soda also. So we are like that chickpeas. And you are like the shoyi,
the dressing
on the top of it.
We missed only the soaking part.
We think it, and there was risk of our running away for such a long period. And you have no risk also because now there are lakhs of BKs. In those days the BKs were rare, few and far between. And everyone taunted us, "What is this badge? Who has brainwashed you?" And like that. So you are free from all those things.
Sure. Were methods or practices used by Brahma Baba to create the intoxication in the children about their future deity form? I know that he would address the Kumaris as princesses and the Kumaris as princes. How did he create the enthusiasm specifically about the deity form?
Okay. One thing is that Baba gives us the basic knowledge. Who gets enthused? The body or the soul? This basic knowledge Baba gave us. Earlier, we used to be body conscious. And we will feel enthused if we get a good dress, if we get good shoes or a good watch and like that, new car, and we will feel enthused for little while. Then it will level. Baba told us it is the soul who is actually enthused always. I will tell you later. But this particular realization itself, and when you are in the world, you may forget it for a while getting into your work. But here, all the time, all the children, Baba on top, main, you know, Baba used to say, "I am the like sun giving you vibrations." So we will remain all the time enthused. But for the benefit of our brothers and sisters, you never feel that when you came to Baba, that we came late, this and that, thinking should never arise. Once I went to Australia, so the brothers lived in a separate house. So after the class, they took me to the brothers' room house and surrounded me and asked, "Why is it that no double foreigner is a trans messenger?" Now they have something in their mind, thinking that the Ratna's messenger in Bharat. Why double foreigner is a Ratna's messenger? I personally never distinguish at all between a double foreigner or a double Indian or anything, or anybody who comes late or early, no. So, suddenly, Baba touched me. And my reply was that up to the time Brahma Baba was in body, there used to be trans messengers in other parts. But after Brahma Baba left body, no trans messenger has been born, neither in India nor anywhere. So the reason for not having a trans messenger is that the whole system was stopped. Not that there was distinction between double foreigners and others. Similarly, it's a big question in everybody's mind when they listen to some stories and all those things that, we missed that. You know, in schools also, only KG students, children or students of first standard are taught by pictures and stories. A means apple, B means bat, C means cat, and D means dog, and so on. Later on, when there is higher learning, these things look like childlike. So Baba says, we have been through that, and you have just joined as PhD scholars, already learned in these things. Baba says, in the West, people are fed up with Maya. And here in India, they long to see Maya because, you know, they have not tasted that. So you are already one step over. Also, supposing you have to get into a train and you have a first class reservation with little luggage, only handbag. And there is another person who has got 10 children, 10 trunk suitcases and bags. So who will come first to the railway station? He will come 3 hours before because so much problems are there. And the one with reservation will just walk in just before the departure. So, train will depart at the same time, whether a person is early or not. So, therefore, we should never think like that. And also, some people think we are at far away, very far away, 7 seas away from Baba. And here, the children from next room, they come to the class, and they are always with Baba. That is also to be checked. You know, there is something called elastic. If you have a piece of rubber, three inch wide, and you hold it just like that, there is no elastic in it. If you pull it to 4 inches some, and if you pull it 8 inches, it will come like that. So Baba always says, there is more fondness, more liking, more longing, the more distant you are. Even in India, many students say, we come from 2 kilometers away, 4 kilo, so you are lucky. Because you start thinking of Baba much earlier than those who are in the next room. They say, oh, we will come. So in everything, Baba sees benefit for us. And many think that this person is more moneyed, he has more money, he is contributing more, I am contributing less. So probably my fortune will be less. Baba says, no. This is also not true. Because Baba only wants us to get rid of our surplus or what is a burden to us. Supposing I am overweight by 40 kg. I am like a porter carrying those 40 kg. So people want to get rid of that weight. Similarly, there is burden of money, burden of so many things. So Baba just wants us to shed those burdens to be like angel and be able to dance. Not that Baba requires these things in the same proportion from all of us. And then also many brother sister think, I am only a small person in the worldly sense. I have a small job, this person has a big job and all that. A hero actor is the one who can perform any role. The hero actor can be made a king, can be become a doctor or a patient or a prisoner or a jailer. And he performed that role so nicely that a real one, he beats him also. Like he becomes a doctor, you will act such so that even a normal doctor, he will be doing better. He is called actor, hero actor. So the money he gets for his performance is the same, whether he is a jailer or he is a prisoner, whether he is a doctor or he is a patient, he is a king or a porter. So same money. Also the applause, well done. Also he gets the same because it is as per performance. So we are also actors. It doesn't matter where you are placed, how you are placed. Baba's actor means performing their best wherever we are, whatever little we are doing. Just in the body, there is some fight between fingers. Dadi Janki say this, I am big, I am this. No, all have to work together. So like that, if we think we are to work together, we as Baba's children, we will be there in golden age. All of us will be dancing. So this sort of effort making is not required. So that is why Baba these days is also telling us to have milestones in our life. Some important events which make us kept all naturally remembering Baba rather than making effort every day having yoga. So we have to shift our consciousness to that level. We are Baba children. I am very comfortable. I go to any center, anywhere. I never feel that this is a new center, this is a new table, this is a new kitchen. Nothing. Baba center, I enjoy. If I hesitate, oh, they are different, they are foreigners, this is that, then you have to make effort. You see?
We like this analogies very much because I feel it helps to understand Gyan on a very, very practical level.
Yes.
Did I understand you right? You don't practically do the effort of bringing your future deity form into the presence, or you transporting yourself into the future. Do you do that for yourself, for your personal efforts, or you don't?
All right. It's a very nice question. You see, we are all travelers. We are all travelers. We are not wanderers. A wanderer will move here and there and spend his day. But a traveler has a destination, a goal. Which means that thus far I have come. Now I don't have to look back and to think of my past things. Okay? This is one important thing. Baba says, put full stop. The more powerful is your brake, the more powerful is your full stop, you can think of future and present. Second thing is thinking of future. Now, recently we had one program in the Parliament of Delhi, and the Speaker of the Parliament, one of the panelists, we had the topic, One God of All. So he started narrating, you should see there are millions of galaxies in the universe and this and that, and there is our solar galaxy has so much, trying to create awe in the people. As if you know, the topic we are talking of is very insignificant. Then I replied to him, there may be anything, but what is to me, what is of concern, what concerns me, what affects me, I have to look only that only. Why should I think of the Milky Way and so many galaxies? So therefore, as a traveler, I have to only see of my next bus stop or railway station, next destination. So my next destination is angelic stage. Okay? That is my next day. And after that is the soul world stage. And after that is the golden age. So everything depends upon how I am proceeding, what is my speed, am I concentrated on my next stage, or rather than withering my thoughts here and there into the past, or what Brahma Baba was and what is this, because this is all history. You know, in our organization, history is not important, because we are the only souls who have history of future with us. None in the world has history of future. They only have history of past and up to now. So because we know, so we are more able to do for our future in the present. So therefore history does not, you will find so many of our dadis, important dadis, who on that their day were really helping us, they are now in subtle stage. We don't talk much about them because we will only be talking history. So what, who are here now, that they help us. Of course we respect them. Similarly, this history part of it, it means thinking of the past. So we can draw a lesson, but don't go on backing. Baba says, even if you have made a mistake, learn a lesson, but don't go on repenting on that. That will be a second mistake. So like that. So I am thinking of dancing, you are saying. Angels. Angels, you know, they are very light, number one. They have no weight. The soul also has no weight. A point has no height, length, breadth. This is the definition of a physical point even. We are subtle, sentient points. And then angel also, free. It doesn't have to take shower. It doesn't have to take a bus. It doesn't have to eat ice cream or anything. And it is free. It can move anywhere. And because it is free, angel does not stay at any place at all. It doesn't have an abode. You will find this is angel's house number. No. So it is free. And it is benevolent also. Once you reach an angelic stage, you have no bondages, no prisons, no cages of your own. You are free. So free soul, Brahma Baba is an example. So we can also be in our angelic state. Then you are only, because you are benevolent by nature, you will be helping. If you are a ghost, he is also bodiless, but he is troublesome. It enters you but doesn't come out. You see? Like anger or anything, then you have to work hard to get rid of it. So, this is the thing.
You said something very important. You said, we are travelers. We just look at what is the next step we have to take, and we don't look back.
We have to think of our next destination, although in our subconscious, we have the whole cycle. But the peak that Baba wants us to attain is the first thing we have to attain. Then it is natural, because you will naturally, once you gain, and then you naturally use it and you enjoy it. So important thing is, when can we be happy in the whole cycle? What is the time when you can be happy really? Not comfortable. You are very comfortable in golden age, but happy. Because a happy person can dance. You see? Happy person can dance even if the person has a lot of weight. Happiness makes you light. Supposing I am very happy and someone by mistake, accident, hits me and says sorry. So what will be my reaction? I will say, oh, nothing, okay. And supposing I am very sad, and the same person hits me and says sorry, then what will I say? Different. It's daylight, can't you see such a big person, why you are hitting me and so on. The difference is only my attitude. And happiness is also a very lower stage. People, because they have no, they think happiness the only thing to be achieved. So they say health, wealth, happiness. The soul's original stage is much above happiness. Because all those things that we seek today have their antonyms, opposites. Happiness, the opposite of that is?
Sadness.
Unhappiness. Peace.
Anger.
Lack of peace. Love, hatred. Okay? But there is some quality of the soul which has no antonym. It is above all these things. And that is the original nature of the soul, what we call blissful. Bliss has no antonym. And soul by its nature is blissful. the three characteristics of the soul, are truth. Truth means forever. Soul cannot be destroyed. Sentient, it means it has feeling, it has life, not like a chair or a dead body. And third one is, it is blissful. The characteristic of the soul is Ananda Swarup, blissful. So when our original nature is blissful, and bliss means dancing all the time. So because we forget that or get into lower stages, we seek happiness, we seek this, that, love. Bliss includes everything in proper proportion. So if we remain conscious, I am a soul, and God is, Baba is, ever blissful and giver of bliss, which means ever enthused. So, with connected with Baba, in my consciousness of the soul that I am blissful, you will be always dancing. Even when you are sleeping, people will see this person is somewhere else. He is not sleeping, the person is awake. There was a person, he was standing before a mirror with closed eyes. His wife asked, "What are you doing?" He says, "I am trying to see how I look like at night when I am asleep."
Okay. Bhishman, I really feel that you're speaking to us in order to make our efforts easy, very essential and very easy.
Yes.
And that we can be essential, easy, and also very effective in our efforts, we need to let go. But it's part of letting go. It is said very quickly, very easily, just let go of the past. But for some of us, it's very difficult because of some negative experiences. And I don't now think of, you know, a bit of a clash with someone, but this could even be traumatizing experiences. How can such one let go of this, of the past, of the journey?
You see, if you have to go to your own home, house, does it take you any effort? From anywhere, if you have to reach your house, wherever you live, does it take any effort? Do you see the street sign? Do you see the house number? No. You just reach. You may be doing anything, you may be carrying gifts or anything, but you can reach there without any effort. But supposing you have to reach my house and I give you my address, all the indications, then what will happen? At every step you will recheck. Again you will check and recheck. In Punjab, India, there is a bus stop because the railway station is far away for all the surrounding neighborhood. So one villager came, he was illiterate, he asked the people, conductor, which bus goes to my destination? He said, "Look, that bus will go to your destination, get into that." The conductor was taking tea. He went and got into the bus. For some time he was comfortable. After some time he became uneasy. This bus will go? So when the next passenger came, he asked him, "Are you going there?" He said, "Yes." Then he again became comfortable for some time. Then another passenger entered. Then he said, "What time this bus reaches there?" The idea is to confirm and reconfirm and reconfirm that I am sitting in the right bus. Similarly, if we think of the word effort, when do we make effort? Why do we make effort? What is the occasion which necessitates us to make effort? You tell me. Whenever you are in doubt, whenever you are feeling weak, when you are not sure, if you know the past, present and future of everything, including yourself, is there any need to really to make effort? Effort means you should stop, because you are trying to recheck this way or that way, now and later, okay? So, to be effortless and easy is, but Baba says, to be fully confident, fully sure, and then you don't require effort. And now what interferes in that is our brain, our intellect. Intellect is the greatest enemy of us. Although people think intellectual people are a very bigger, higher class and all that, they are the real people who are running the world, nothing like that. When you use your intellect, only when you are confused, only when you don't decide, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Baba never says, connect your intellect with me. Baba says, heart, mind. Because mind crosses all reasoning. When your mind has to do something, say people are in love, they don't see the world around because their heart is working. But as soon as they start thinking the pros and cons, what will happen, this fellow will betray me, and then you start creating doubts. So similarly, Baba says, if you work from your heart and give your heart to Baba, so Baba is the compass, he will automatically set our route right and go very easy. Because we are the only souls in the world who know the past, present, future. And even if some obstacle comes, we know it has come, it will go. You see, now it is evening. The morning has gone. Next morning will surely come, the evening will not remain, we know. Everything will come to pass. So any obstacle that says you are talking about job or something, any other negativity, it comes because of doubt. It becomes because of fear, uncertainty about future. So Baba says, you have lived this over and over again, kalpa after kalpa. This problem came last kalpa also. And you overcame it, that's why you are here today. It will also go. So much confidence is there. And there is no darkness at all. So you remove that darkness, which is brought by our own, trying to use our own reasoning when we have got Srimat. The problem is, we don't use Srimat. So long as we use Srimat, we are comfortable and easy. As soon as we switch off the Srimat and switch on my own mat, then we are in trouble.
I was just thinking, because we hear, let's say Baba says in the Murli, past is past, and we read it, we hear it, but we cannot put it into practice. And now I was thinking, when we use this kind of analogies, like you do, maybe this would help us to accept Gyan on a more practical level, to put it into practice. Do you think so? Just like translating what Baba says into our own language, with our own examples.
You tell me, brother, ask any, from any angle, from any dimension, ask anyone, is past not past? Tell me. It's a fact, past is past. Now, because we take it like a simple saying, and it is very difficult to make past is past, it is very difficult, you make it difficult. When you hire a taxi, first thing that taxi man says, look, the meter is zero. Isn't it? Because he says you are starting new, paying your own fare only, not the last passenger's fare. When you go to a petrol gas pump, again he says, see, the meter is zero. And we are every day, but we can't make our own meter zero. In English language, every sentence ends with a full stop, isn't it? Why? Because the next sentence is independent with a capital letter. When we are writing English language, we can put sentence at the end of every sentence full stop easily. Even if you are best in synthesis and language, you can combine so many sentences, but still you will not forget to put a full stop as the thing is over. Now in our life, situations come. If you are using cash transaction, you buy something and pay cash, it is over. Okay? But if you are using credit, that fellow writes what you have purchased and you note what you have to pay, then you know you create an account. And that account you have to carry, then tally with that person and so on. Until you pay off, you have in mind, I have to pay him so much, and he thinks also, not you as a gentleman, but he owes me so much and like that. So if we do a cash transaction, or make a full, every event complete, not creating an account. Sometimes we settle old account and create a new account. We think we have settled, but we forget we have created also. So it's so easy. The only thing is, we should not have a doubt, or not make our own intellect interfere into this. So the basic thing is, when we bring in our own intellect and even test even Shrimat with that, say Baba says, do this. Baba also gives us power to do this. Baba has all the power to help us. Still we say, I did it last time also, but I failed. Next time also I did it, I failed. Now I should be honest to myself. I should not make a strong promise or this thing. I may fail. Gone. You see?
Do we have 15 minutes more? Is that right? I have a question I think that connects nice with this. The other day in the center we showed this film, The Secret. I'm sure many here know this film, and it's about the law of attraction. How, what we think about, there our thought energy goes, and we give life to that. And I think many of us, in our efforts, we keep on thinking of the sanskars we want to change. So, and I feel it's like, this is a disaster, isn't it? Because we keep our old sanskars alive like this.
But the thing is like that, in Baba's Gyan, it is anti-gravity. In Baba's Gyan, no worldly rules apply. Now I am thinking, I am giving out sanskars, energy goes and all that. Take the example of a rose garden. You are walking in a rose garden with fragrant roses, okay? What are you getting from that garden? Rose fragrance, naturally. You don't have even to pluck and bring it here, okay? 10 people are moving in that rose garden. All are having that fragrance. Do the roses lose their fragrance because you have inhaled it? No. Similarly, a soul which has got good qualities, say happiness, love, whatever, if it is normally behaving, it will transform to the people, but it will not lose. That's why we light lamps. The first lamp does not lose the light when it... All our subjects are like that. We don't lose. If we give Gyan to anyone, we train our own. If we if we are moving about with good divine qualities, we don't lose. If we are teaching yoga to anyone, we don't lose our yoga. Rather, we get strengthened. So therefore, a service also. So we are in such business that you can give as much as you like, it will only grow happiness. You will not lose anything. So that thing, transferring our negative sanskar, nothing. They don't apply to us.
No need to think about our negative sanskars.
No, if you think, you are only strengthening them. Because, you know, if you think of your weaknesses only, you are giving them power. If you forget them, they will go. Forgive and forget, they say. Forgive yourself and forget negative sanskars. Gone. Now sisters have come. So we are feeling like, no, our time is over.
Actually, we were starting 15 minutes late. Can we keep going for 5 minutes? 5 minutes.
Borrowed time, huh?
As you remember, the topic was dancing with your future form. And we're thinking of a different interpretation of that. Dancing with your near future form.
Yes.
Because heaven will be the future, but there is something in between that is destruction.
Angelic stage. No destruction for us. You know, destruction is for the world.
Right.
Because what is destroyed? Only bad things. Baba does not destroy anything, only puts it on fire, to make it purified. So therefore, for us there is no destruction. We have to attain our angelic state, and even in this body, you can be dancing. You go to, from here you go dancing to the dining room. Eat food dancing. But don't disturb others with your arm inside dancing.
So at the time when the five elements will perform the dance, and the old sanskars will play up, and bodiless souls will perform their dance, what is our dance that we are going to perform?
There are two types of dance. If you put crackers behind a person, tie him with crackers and lit fire, he will also dance. But that's a different type of dance. So when I see artificial dances on stage, a person comes, gets 2 hours to dress up and all that, then ask that switch on the song. Sometimes they switch on the wrong song, then the person is standing. And then like that, you know, it's all artificial. If the dance of the heart requires nothing, no music, no song. Inside, wah, 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 and Baba is always dancing, wah, bacha, wah. Over. Now our time is also over. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Vishwan. Very appreciate your answer.
This clapping takes away half the joy, because it is over, left here. Don't clap.
So we can have one hand clap. Yeah, one hand, no noise.
When I eat a nice dish, I don't even rinse my mouth. I want to retain the taste for some time. Do it after 15 minutes, okay? All right.
So we have a few minutes meditation.